Given our conversation a while ago, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Now, the state north of Indiana, directly north of Indiana.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And over west here.
Illinois.
And the state east of Indiana.
And be Ohio.
And the Hoosier state, this is...
Kentucky. You mean...
Our own state is...
The Hoosier state.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ohio is the Buckeye state.
Right.
What is Michigan?
The Wolverine?
I believe it is.
Wolverine, isn't mm-hmm. it? State where Pittsburgh's located.
Where what?
Pittsburgh is located.
Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how about the state just east of Pennsylvania?
I see, just east.
You roll right on into the big city there, don't you?
That'd be Maryland, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, perhaps.
I think it borders on there.
Yeah, Maryland.
New York State. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what is the name of, now this is Clay County.
Yeah.
And Terre Haute's located in?
Vigo County.
And the city where Purdue's located, what?
Lafayette.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the state just south here of Indiana, across the Ohio.
Be Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And the country north of the United
Canada.
States.
Mm-hmm.
You've been up there.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
I have traveled more in Canada than I have in the United
isn't
States.
That, isn't that interesting?
I've been clear from the Atlantic coast to the west coast, visited all the provinces that border on the United States.
You have.
Not just across the border, but have traveled into all the provinces.
When did you start doing that?
Oh,
25, 30 years ago?
Yeah, about, well, my first trip up there, I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I liked it so well that when I thought about a vacation, I always headed for someplace in Canada.
Well, now, you were using trains then.
Yeah.
You weren't
no,
going
was
by
trains
car
back
years
then.
Ago.
No, they were trains then.
Good trains.
Good trains, marvelous trains. And the sad part of it is you go to Canada today and you still find them fine trains in Canada, mm-hmm. which we don't have.
Yeah.
Canadian Pacific and the Missouri, the Canadian Pacific and the Canadian National, very fine passenger trains. You can leave Montreal, say like 8 o'clock this morning, this would be Wednesday, and you would be in Vancouver Saturday morning.
Beautiful country to pass
oh,
through, too.
Marvelous. I wish everybody could see Canada. You see, 21 years ago, I think I told you I was in Alaska.
Yeah.
And I've been in the Yukon Territory and the lower part of the... Well, I was going to say Great Plains Territory. No, the Western Plains Territory. That's right north of Alberta
mm-hmm.
and Saskatchewan.
Yes.
Of course, that gets up in the pretty barren regions up in there.
Too. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the pretty part of the trip was between British Columbia and the Yukon.
Oh.
Right, the Alkin Highway just borders right along on the highway. Mm-hmm. Very, very pretty. However, I might tell you that sometimes you travel for 75 or 100 miles and wouldn't see an automobile.
Yes.
But it was very, very interesting.
Speaking of automobiles now, the city where most of these cars are made is...
Detroit.
And where the Derby is held?
Oh, Louisville.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that big city on Lake Michigan up here north? You've been there lots of times. You've talked about it already.
Oh, Detroit to me?
No, I mean the... Up here, just
Chicago, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
and the Queen City down here in southeast, just across from southeastern Indiana's border.